Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
One of the longest standing debates in the technology industry is whether you should deploy a single ERP system or a best of breed model. But how do you know which answer is best for your organization? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And as part of our clients' digital transformations, oftentimes we're evaluating and helping them implement ERP systems. And oftentimes one of the biggest debates that comes up is, do we want one single ERP system that can do everything we need it to do? Or do we find the best technologies for different parts of our business and deploy a best of breed model? So what I want to do today is talk about what the pros and cons are of each model and provide you a foundation to make the right decision to determine which path makes the most sense for your organization. So let's start with a single ERP software model. That's frankly where most organizations start and assume they want to be, at least the clients we work with. They want a single ERP model. So we'll start here and we'll talk through some of the pros and cons here. So with single ERP, one of the biggest advantages is that you have one system. And the fact that you have one system leads to another set of advantages, which is there's a lower learning curve because you don't have to teach people how to use multiple systems. You're training them on one system. It's easier to maintain and deploy because you're focused on one system versus multiple systems for multiple technologies. It also provides a single source of truth for data. So when you think about a single ERP system, you have one system that houses all of your data. You don't have to worry about the data flowing between systems and something happening to the data because it's going in between multiple systems. You have one single system that's handling all of it. And that leads to another benefit, which is that there's less technical complexity with one system because you don't have to tie together multiple systems. You don't have to worry about all the different integration points and some of the architecture issues that come up as a result of having multiple systems. So there's less technical maintenance here, and complexity, I should say. So these are just a few of the advantages and reasons why you might consider one single ERP system. Now let's talk about what a best of breed model might look like and how it compares to the single ERP system model. So far, the single ERP software model sounds pretty good. When I look at this, I think that sounds reasonable. It sounds like something I would want if I were a leader within an organization. But let's also look at the best of breed model to see if it is as good as it seems to have a single ERP software model. So let's talk about best of breed. And again, just as a reminder, best of breed means that we're not looking for one single system to do everything throughout our organization as we are here. What we're doing here is we're looking for the best technologies for the different parts of our organization. So for example, your accounting and finance group might go out and buy a finance and accounting system. Your supply chain managers might go out and find a supply chain management system. And your sales team might go out and find a separate customer relationship management or Salesforce automation system, and so on and so forth. So the idea here is rather than finding one technology across the enterprise, we're finding the best technologies for different parts of our organization. Now, some of the benefits of best of breed would be that you're more likely to find the better fit across the organization. Now, when you talk to a software vendor, especially the ERP vendors that sell the single ERP software model, they're probably going to tell you that this isn't true. Their software can do everything the best of breed can just as well, but you get all these advantages. The fact of the matter is that's not true. When you go out and look at best of breed models, you find that there are technologies out there that can typically handle certain functions better than any one system can. And the reason for that is because no single ERP software vendor is going to be able to be everything to everyone. Even if they focus on one industry and you're in that one industry they focus on, it's likely that you have different nuances in different parts of your business that have different needs that aren't going to be satisfied fully by the single ERP model. The other component of best of breed that can be helpful to understand is that there's a higher learning curve. So whereas with single ERP, we said there's a lower learning curve, here we're saying there's a higher learning curve because you're having to train people on how to use multiple systems. So there's a higher learning curve here. One of the potential downsides here is that you could have multiple sources of truth. So in other words, if we have a CRM system that's tracking our sales pipeline and we're capturing prospective client information in that CRM, now we're housing customer and prospective customer data in the CRM system, but we've also got presumably another system for inventory management or for financials where we need that same data, the customer related information, but it's not in the other system. So now we need to create integration and there's integration back and forth and there's more potential for something to break down or become undermined as a result of some of the human interactions between systems. So that's a potential upside or advantage of single ERP. And another consideration for best of breed is that this has higher technical complexity. So because we have to take multiple systems and tie them together, figure out how we're gonna integrate these systems, how the data is gonna flow, and ultimately what the overall landscape is gonna look like, and we have to maintain that longer term, multiple systems, that adds to your technical complexity. So on the surface, when I look at this, I think, okay, if I look at these four categories or these four criteria that I've outlined here, really the advantages here are largely to single ERP system models. I say the advantages here, here, and here, and then here I would say likely to find a better fit might be favoring best of breed. So on the surface, I would look at that and say, well, clearly we probably want the single ERP model because there's only one advantage here, but there's three advantages here. But here's the problem, and here's the thing that it comes down to for most clients we work with, is that this right here becomes the most important thing. And the problem here is this difference between these two models is a lot bigger than just one item on a checklist. So in other words, a lot of times you're more likely to find some bigger showstoppers over here because it functionally can't handle what it is you need it to do. So it ends up pushing organizations to want to at least consider more a best of breed model. Now, one thing I'll suggest is that in some cases, the fact that people resist this model and want to look at this model, that could be a symptom of resistance to change. So in other words, we don't want to change the way we do business today, so we're going to push for more of a best of breed model. But a lot of times, maybe even a majority of the time for a lot of organizations, you find that no, they really do have needs that are better satisfied here, and these are strategic business needs, not resistance to change. This is actual stuff that we need to do our business well and to be more effective as a business. So this becomes the biggest challenge for most organizations that are trying to resolve the debate and where they fall on the spectrum. So how do we figure out which model is best? What do we do, and are there any other options than what we have here? That's what I'll talk about next.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, as if this trade-off and this decision wasn't hard enough, there's actually a third option that a lot of organizations don't consider, and that is a hybrid model. So that's saying that rather than choosing one or the other, we're going to have a core single ERP system that does all the core vanilla type functions within our business, and then we're going to do best of breed for the complex or the unique aspects of our business or our industry. So for example, a lot of times if you look at an organization like a manufacturing organization, a complex engineered order manufacturing organization, let's say, you might have a core ERP system that handles all the financials, basic inventory management, basic bill of materials and customer information, things like that. But when it comes to product lifecycle management, CAD drawings and engineering types of processes, you might have bolt-ons that would bolt on to the core ERP system. And this ends up being a good middle ground for a lot of organizations that are really having trouble deciding between these two. And by the way, vendors even recognize that this is a very powerful model because a lot of vendors like SAP and Oracle, for example, and even Microsoft, they've gone out and acquired a lot of best-of-breed providers because they know that their single core ERP system can't do everything they need it to do or that their customers need it to do. So they go buy these best-of-breed providers so that they can say that they have a single ERP system when in reality what they're doing is they're providing a hybrid model to their clients. So regardless of which model we lean towards, whether it's single ERP, best-of-breed, or hybrid, one thing that's very important is integration and operability. So when we think about interoperability and integration, what we're talking about is how do multiple systems tie together. So especially if we're going down the hybrid path or the best-of-breed path, we need to have a clear vision for how systems can tie together and how we can leverage solution architecture and integration to ensure that we tie the systems together. But that function is important even in the single ERP model because, as I mentioned earlier, so many vendors have gone out and acquired best-of-breed providers as bolt-ons to their system that are technically third-party systems. It just happens to be that the vendor owns those multiple systems. So interoperability, integration is something that's very important in any sort of digital transformation, especially if you're going down the path of best-of-breed or hybrid. So the question now becomes, which of these models is best? And as you may have heard me say in a lot of videos, it depends. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish as an organization and what your priorities are. If this is your number one priority right here and you know you need to find the best technical and functional fit for your business processes and your needs, and you know that your business is fairly unique in terms of being in a unique industry, or you have a distinct competitive advantage that others in your industry don't have, it's probably going to push you more towards the best of breed model. But if you're a younger organization, you don't have established business processes yet, perhaps you don't have any complex business processes or needs yet as an organization, a single ERP system probably makes more sense. And of course, you might be somewhere in between. If you're somewhere in between those two extremes on the spectrum, you might find that the hybrid model works best. What a lot of our client organizations do, especially when they come to us and say, hey, Third Stage Consulting, can you please help us define a digital strategy that helps us leverage the best single ERP system? We may start with that as a starting goal, but then recognize that we only get, let's just say, 80% of the way there. So, which is a reasonable number, by the way. If we say, well, we have 80% fit here, that's great. That means we could probably start here and at the very least, maybe do a hybrid. We may not necessarily need to go fully down this path, but we may find that we need to now figure out what do we do with the other 20%? Are we going to water down our business processes and let the software dictate how we do the processes? That may be an answer depending on what the process and the function is and how important it is strategically to your business. Or it could be that no, we're going to actually go find in via a hybrid model some other best of breed options that we can plug into or bolt onto our ERP system. So those are the kind of trade-offs and the decision points that you need to go through as an organization to determine what the best fit is for your organization. So for more information and best practices on how to navigate decisions like this, as well as specific software reviews and rankings that we do on an independent basis at Third Stage Consulting, because we're not affiliated with any software vendors and we don't sell software, we don't support just one software system, we support them all. For more information and best practices to help you with this decision, as well as other strategic decisions that you need to make as part of your digital transformation, I encourage you to read my Digital Transformation Report, an annual report we publish each year that highlights best practices and lessons learned from digital transformations throughout the world, as well as independent reviews and rankings of different technology options that you might consider, both in terms of single ERP systems, as well as best of breed and hybrid models too. So I encourage you to download that Digital Transformation Report to give you some starting point ideas on what your short list might be or what your long list might be for some of these different categories here. You can find a link below in the description field that you can download that Digital Transformation Report with. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.